Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I want to talk to you about dominators versus partners. You know, in The Wealth of Nations, which was published in 1776 and was generally regarded as the foundation for economic thought, in his book, Adam Smith proposed an idea that was unfamiliar at the time. It was called the division of labor. It's one of the most interesting concepts that I've ever contemplated. And obviously it was to Smith, too, because he devoted much of his economic work to the development of this principle. He felt that the division of labor was crucial to economic growth, and I agree with him. Simply stated, markets were born when people started specializing in one craft or trade and bartering with other craftsmen and tradesmen rather than making or hunting and gathering all the things their families needed. Ultimately, an interdependence evolved, and when life and the marketplace were simpler, no one took these relationships for granted. For example, a wagon wright's product was a skid without the fruits of the labor of his neighbor, the wheelwright. Furniture necessary for human convenience and comfort required the specialties of both the turner and the joiner. And without the farmer, the miller, the dairyman, without either one of those guys, the baker was nothing more than a man with a big oven. The division of labor has facilitated a natural human tendency, the continuous quest for opportunity and efficiency. And this quest has resulted in developments that not only have created new innovations and improved services and products, but also it's increased their availability and their flow between markets and between countries. Unfortunately, over time, the division of labor has been so successful that one of the most valuable intrinsic elements, the spirit of interdependence, may have been lost. But interdependence doesn't just evaporate. It was pushed out by competition, a principle that's as old as creation's second organism. Wise business people know that competition is the active ingredient in the marketplace, and it's what the marketplace uses to clean itself and operate efficiently. But here's the question. Is it possible to go too far? To be so invested in the competitive spirit that instead of finding opportunities, we lose them? I think it is possible, at least especially, I'm afraid, for small business owners. Because we have to be careful with our attitude about competition. We must realize that even though it's the 21st century, as small businesses, we're more like a 15th century wheelwright or baker than we are like General Motors or any of those other big companies. It's easy to see how entrepreneurs can miss this distinction, though. Throughout our tenures with major corporations, many of us, including me, grew up in the marketplace being imprinted with a doctrine of fighting with and overcoming the competition. The dominator model is an old practice, and businesses have learned it from monarchs and politicians down through the ages. But while the division of labor was being perfected by craftsmen and tradesmen, thus creating markets, innovation, and wealth, nations were perfecting the dominator model to acquire the markets, innovations, and wealth of other nations. As the organizations that craftsmen and tradesmen created became larger, they behaved more like nations. These big companies behaved more like those nations, acquiring and the innovations and the markets of their competitors. And that also is to say they behaved more like dominators. There was more domination and more acquisition, and less the spirit of interdependence. The whole thing that got this. They got this whole marketplace thing started. We created more dominance and less interdependence, and which is also my what I call the partner model, what is called, also called, not only me, but other people call the partner model. Rhian Eisler, the author of Breaking Free, says we should choose to view, or I should say that we can choose to view our lives through the lenses of the dominator or the partner model. But Eisner proposes that the partner model is the most desirable, and that we should try to break free from the dominator model. And I agree with her. This idea of breaking free from the dominator model is a watershed proposal that I think small business owners should take to heart. When you look at your market neighbors only as competitors, even possibly enemies, you're viewing them through the dominator lens. And opportunities, when you do that, opportunities between you and them are limited. But when you look at them in the spirit of interdependence, you're using the partner lens, and opportunities to leverage what you both have, and what you both have to offer they're virtually limitless if you think about it. Don't misunderstand me. Pay attention here. I not only appreciate the value of competition and what it can deliver to the marketplace. I enjoy participating. I like competition. I feel like I do my best work when there's competition. But since, as small business owners, we typically don't have the critical mass to dominate, we must learn how to be competitive in more ways than just through domination. And you've heard me speak about this before with Peter Meyer. You've heard me talk about how to dominate, create, and dominate new markets. Well, when we talk about it with Peter, we're not talking about dominating as in beating somebody or acquiring them or conquering them. We're talking about making sure that you're the best in your area, in your niche. But remember this: thinking like a partner instead of like a dominator is not some new age touchy-feely psychobabble. For small businesses, if you think about it, partnering is our heritage. It has its origins in the division of labor. The partner model is older than every big company and every existing nation and every existing political system. It's been around a long time. It began with the division of labor. And I want to talk about some things that we can do when we come back after these messages. I want to talk about how we can use the partner model to our advantage without giving up our competitive advantage, without giving up our competitive edge. We can still do it. Believe it or not, you can be competitive and still be a partner. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm just beginning to see. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Coming up in the next half hour, Bill Dunkelberg is going to join us. And Bill is chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. And they do a survey of small businesses every month. For over 30 years now, they've been doing this. And he joins us once a month to give us a report on what small businesses are saying out there about how the economy is going, what keeps them up at night. And that's going to be coming up in the next half hour with Bill Dunkelberg. And the next hour, we're going to be visiting first up with a couple of folks with the Red Cross. They've got a new program that I want you to know about. It's something I think is very important. Giving blood is very important, and this is one of the programs that they're working on right now. It's a Save a Life program, and I want you to know about what's happening out there with the Red Cross. Then after the Red Cross, we're going to be visiting with Lois Geller, who's one of our top customer care experts. She'll be with us in the next hour. I want to continue the discussion about partnering versus dominating, how to be a partner instead of a dominator. And folks, I want to remind you of what I said in the previous segment about the very first thing was when people in the marketplace came together, the very first thing that happened was they partnered with each other. They needed each other. There was an interdependence that was required for them to survive. And somewhere along the way, we became so competitive that we only learned how to dominate, not to partner. And And so I think small business owners now have to realize, I think we all need to realize that we need to be more partners than dominators. We need to be more, we can be competitive. We still need to compete all the time. But we need to sort of develop a philosophy of partnering whenever possible. And a minute ago I mentioned Reanne Eisler in her book, and I want to remind you that she asked us to examine which model we operate with. Look inside yourself and find out for yourself, are you a dominator or are you a partner? Which way do you think? Do you think about being a dominator or do you think about being a partner? And she encourages us, as you probably know, to seek the partner model in every part of our lives. For example, our relationship with ourselves. And I guess I have to say that, you know, I'm a dominator with myself, and I need to be more of a partner with myself. This is part of my quest for excellence, though, and I keep the heat on myself pretty hard. I'm sure you do too. You probably do too. It's like competition. We're pushing ourselves to be better, and it can be a good thing. But also, like competition, it can be harmful if the only lens through which we view ourselves is the critical dominator lens. So let's learn how to push ourselves, but let's also be sure to value ourselves and celebrate the progress we've made. Give ourselves a little bit of a break. Let's value ourselves. Let's value the things that we've accomplished and celebrate the progress. Also, let's think about being a partner instead of a dominator with our friends and family. I believe that without love, we have nothing. I mean, I wasn't the first person to say that. You know that. Our families love us because we are family. Our friends have chosen to love us. Here's a very important point. Let's not cause them to love us in spite of ourselves. Eisler says partnering is more fun than dominating, and this is no truer, in my opinion, than in our relationships with those who love us. Let's think about dominating versus partnering, I should say partnering versus dominating, in our community relationships. Success in community is more about service than anything else. Service is a euphemism for partnership and has little to do with anything connected with dominating. If you want to serve your community successfully, create partnerships. And then we've got the national level to talk about, the world level. The Cold War is over. It's true that there are still nations out there practicing the dominator model. We know who they are. But long after they're gone, and they will be gone eventually, folks, they will be gone. Freedom will win the day, ultimately. But after they're gone, the division of labor will prevail between the people of those countries and their global neighbors. It's happening right now. Look at China. The good news is that today there are new trade agreements being negotiated between countries around the globe. These things are happening, folks, and they're not going to stop. You've heard me say this before. Frederick Bastiat said 150 years ago, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I believe the 21st century will be the beneficiary of a peace dividend arising from the free flow of goods and services and communications between individuals who are building markets and creating opportunity and wealth. We got to compete to survive in the marketplace, but that doesn't mean that we have to view our world through the dominator lens. Small businesses have a greater ability to partner than to dominate. I'm convinced of that. And when I look around, I not only see positive philosophical reasons to make our default attitude about partnering, but a number of market forces point to the same conclusion, like the fact that we have limited working capital and the fact that we have a smaller number of employees. It's much easier for us to partner than it is for us to dominate. We live in an exciting time in history, but I'm convinced that the future will be more fun for partners than it will be for dominators. Think about it. 29 after. Take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg, the Chief Economist for the National Federation of Independent Business. You're listening to the Small Business Network. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.